Vince, what's your take on the CALGB study, and what are your thoughts about carbo, Taxol in a non-protocol setting as adjuvant therapy?
I tend to still interpret that generally, you know, with the caveats of the p-value and so forth, as a positive trial. I think all the trends are in the right direction. I mean, it's an extremely small trial. It may well be that the next iteration has a p-value of 0.04, and then it's back in the good graces of the Dick Grawlers of the world and those who are really statistical purists. I think the issues with the platinums, it's interesting they've come back to center stage. I do believe that, as Corey's conclusion slide said, that cisplatin is the preferred component of a doublet in the adjuvant setting. Remember, the doses in some of these regimens, like in BR10, are 50 per meter squared day 1 and 8, so a little bit more tolerable than the big swig every 4 weeks. Nonetheless, there clearly are a subset of patients in whom you can't do that, and that's where you're really challenged. Do you do nothing, or do you give carbo-taxol in a resected stage 2 as a creatinine of 1.8? And I think that's the challenge that probably we all see in our practices, and maybe people in practice see more than those in academic settings.
Any questions or comments from the group? I'm sure you've heard about the CALGB study. How are you approaching adjuvant therapy nowadays?
You still have cisplatin in your pharmacies? Or
are you using cisplatin? Lowell?
I would in a fit patient.